KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to
ladies and gentlemen, you have entered the Fuzz Show right here on KX935, straight out of Laguna Beach. Now, normally, during the week of October, for the past 6 years, 7 years, I've done a Halloween-themed hour. But after doing it for so long, I feel like there's not a whole lot of crazy Halloween tracks out there. There are. I mean, don't get me wrong, but there's not enough for me to keep doing that. And granted, I will always do a Christmas one because I hate Christmas music. So why not put together an hour worth of ridiculous Christmas music that you can listen to? But for Halloween, I don't know. What, for the amount of time it takes me to put together, you know, listen to it maybe once, but probably not the whole way through, just because, I don't know, Halloween music's weird. It's better left to haunted houses and stuff. So instead, since I was out last week, deep in the forest backpacking and didn't have a show put together, I've got a bunch of cool stuff to play for you this week. Let's get into it. This is David Vanderveld with a track called Nothing No.
About the weekend. Oh, I'm
Stop the presses really quickly here. Kind of jumped the gun on you with that one. Pretty epic one. David Vanderveld. That was from 2007. He was 22 years old. Chicago born and raised. Multi-instrumentalist. That was his debut album. 22 years old. And he played every instrument on the album. All by himself. And even taught himself the instruments that he didn't know how to play to get the sound that he wanted. He worked with one of the dudes from Wilco on producing that thing. I believe, don't quote me on this, it was all recorded at 4-track, which blows my mind if that's actually true. But yeah, there's a track that I'm obsessed with, and I know I've played it on this show many times before, from Richard Swift, called Vanderveld Blues, and I'm almost positive. I always wondered why it was called that, and I don't know, it's a pretty weird name. Coincidence? I don't know. Let's get into it. You're tuned in to The Fuzz. Here's Eddie Current's Oppression Ring. This is funny. I got this CD sent to me like 10 years ago at least when I was doing music buying for a surf shop. And I was like, oh, this is a weird band name. I don't think I actually ever gave it a proper listen because this song is awesome. It came on today at work and I was like, whoa, who is this? Let's play it. Memory Lane. Eddie Current's Oppression Ring.
Hey. see what we've got in today's gallery.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
Thank you.
You just heard the sounds of Timothy Erie, Orlando, Florida. Hey, who out there is from Orlando? Raise your hands. Yeah, there's not too much of a music scene in Florida. Take it from me. I've tried booking shows out there, and randomly. And actually, I mean, there are some good bands, but it is very hard to find. Pretty much up and down the East Coast, I've always had troubles, but there are some epic bands around, like these guys, Timothy Erie. I got turned on to them because they just played a show with my buddies that were out there on tour, Frankie and the Witchfingers. But this band, Timothy Erie, they've shared the stage with Holy Wave, of Montreal. like there's a pretty big list of epic bands that they've played around with, which is awesome. And I'm stoked to be turned onto that. That was She Talks to Mushrooms. Before that was Madeleine Chartrand, 1973, that French psych one that you heard. She's from Quebec, and that was like a French lullaby, apparently, that she just absolutely destroyed and made like some awesome psych rock kind of swing beat thing from. It's pretty cool. I've kind of had that one on my back burner for a while. I really think that it deserves to be in like a surf movie or some sort of movie. Yeah, Madeleine Chartrand. Check that one out. And Timothy Erie. She Talks to Mushrooms. We're going to tone it down a little bit now here on The Fuzz. Let's. That was like a good outro into some neutro stuff. Link Wray, as you know from this show, is probably one of my favorite musicians of all time. And his self-titled album, which I think was his third one, is nothing short of amazing from front to back. I can't stress this enough. You need to find it. You need to get it. You put it on your record player and play it. Link Wray, Fallen Rain is coming up, which I have not played on the show, which surprised me because it's beautiful. And then this epic band, kind of out of like Big Sur zone, Big Sur, Topanga Canyon, they kind of blend together sometimes because those artists move around and they kind of are always off the grid. But yeah, this band, Little Wings, I've listened to them for a very, very long time. And it came to my attention that I don't think I've ever played a Little Wings song on The Fuzz. So we're going to play one called Boom. And then we'll get into the Limonianas. Another like kind of popular band, I think. I don't know. I've never listened to them up until now, but they're called Youth Lagoon. That probably rings a bell. I don't know. But I heard this epic track coming back down from the mountains and thought I would share it with you guys. And I'll take another break and I'll tell you about some other cool things. Thanks for tuning in. This is The Fuzz.
You're tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
I hear a sound, it's going through my brain. I hear talk of people, I feel the falling rain. I see a man crying, cause the whole world has let him down. Kids are laughing at funny faces of a clown. My mind is like a spring in a clock, it won't unwind. I can't see, I can't think, I can't feel, I'm out of time. I'm up and then I'm down, tell me where is it going to end? You say start at the beginning again. I can feel the wind.
no place on this planet where peace can be found. So there'll be stabbings and shootings and young men dying all around. And it keeps going through my brain, and I can still hear the sound. You're talking of people, the whole world has gone insane. And all there is left is the falling rain. And all there is left is the falling rain. All there is
boom,
boom,
my voice says Megaron.
Megaron,
wave a hand, combat the gloom. When the eight comes creeping up, I spread my arms so wide that soon my best starts to bloom with the breath that I consume. And I grow like grass on a hillside, it's the way I leave my tomb. Was it dark in there at all? It was dark, I must admit. Was it you that I heard call? It was me from yonder pit. Was it what you thought was you? It was me as someone else. I was crying out for you in high and girly swell. Is the gleam you thought was gone beginning to return? When you lay down on the lawn, can't you feel its fiery burn? See the rooftops in the sun, see the fading afternoon. Feel the tango come undone, hear the doobie-doo. Boom,
boom,
my voice says Megaron.
Megaron,
wave a hand, combat the gloom. When the dark slips in, I spread my arms so wide that I consume the depth of its doom. With the brightness I resume, and I grow green leaves on my branches. It's the way my blossoms bloom. Wasn't I the wind that blew? It was that what you allowed to come wildly rushing through? You became the gale that howled. Was it finally coming true? It had never ceased to be. Wasn't I the light that grew? Wasn't that light born in me? It was that what you had touched when you weren't trying to. It was how you made so much by forgetting what was you. See the rooftops in the sun, see the fading afternoon. Feel the tangle come undone, hear the doobie-doo. And like a mountain peak so high and stout, I blew my lid and blew my guts about. Some tall I've always been, with flashing flood and whipping wind, I live with everything that I can't do without.
Let's see what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
All right, we got the Lemonianas featuring Etienne Daho. I believe there's a new track. It's called One Blood Circle. It kind of sounds like it was a song written to be like a short film or something. So get into your cinematic vibes and get down with that. And then a nice long play from Youth Lagoon coming up right now.
Still at war anymore.
am I myself anymore?
tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
So that was Youth Lagoon. I've seen kind of a nice little fake out, right? It starts off all classically nice and then turns into a pretty rad track. Yeah, coming up now, I've got this guy, Mike Tingley, and I read about him in Ugly Things magazine. If you're interested in kind of underground garage, psych rock, psych folk stuff, Ugly Things mag has been around for quite a while. It's run by this guy named Mike Stacks, and he's got... It's just tons and tons of cool things that they dig up, and there'll be like a 7-page article on a band that put out a 7-inch in the 60s that they discovered. They dive deep. They found this guy, and what drew me to him was he was from Orange County here in California. I want to say Anaheim in like the 60s, and kind of kept to himself. He almost seemed like almost like a Neil Young type. He was kind of like reclusive for a bit, and he went to school with some heavy hitter dudes like Zappa or something, but like never really connected with them. He just played music by himself and didn't really reach out. Anyways, long story short, he chases a Swedish girl back to Sweden, like scrounges money, gets out there with his guitar in hand, and their relationship lasts about 3 weeks, and she gives him the boot. So now he finds himself stranded in Holland and Amsterdam and Switzerland, trying to street perform, which he had never done before, and playing coffee shops and stuff in front of people, just to try and raise enough money to fly back home, which is crazy and rad all at the same time. Long story short, which I've already said, he links up with a musician who happens to be friends with like the best recording artist or producer out there at the time, who was doing some epic stuff in that zone, and that this guy loves his stuff, connects him up with the best of the best studio musicians out in Europe at the time for this type of music, like psych folk stuff. And this guy cuts an album that is insanely good front to back. This guy, Mike Tingley, he's got like full Neil Young chops, everything going on. This is one of the more psychedelic ones that I figured I'd play. It's called Monotony's Message. And yeah, I'm sure I'll start playing some more of his tracks just because it's pretty cool. The guy virtually went unknown in the States. He left Anaheim, California to Europe, disappears for like 6 or 8 months, cuts an insane record. Nobody even knew he played music out here, and then comes back home and never talks about it. And that was about it. Yeah, so hopefully you can sink your teeth into it. It's pretty cool. And then after that, we'll follow up with a semi-older track from a Bay Area artist called Kelly Stoltz, called Put That in Your Pipe. Here you go. This is The Fuzz Show, KX935.
Yeah.
see what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
Just too late, you'll have to wait.